All right. Good late morning, members of the public and staff. This morning's zoning administrator meeting is being held at City of Sausalito Council Chambers at 420 Litho Street and is open to members of the public. Members of the public may also access this meeting and provide public comment through Zoom. With that, I will move to call roll.
Here.
I'm present as the zoning administrator, and as such, we can continue with the meeting. Next item on the agenda is public comments on items not on the agenda. This is the time for the zoning administrator to hear from citizens regarding matters not on the agenda. Video or audio public comment participation is limited to 3 minutes per speaker. If you'd like to make a comment, please raise your hand in person or in the Zoom application, and you will be called upon when it is your time to speak. To raise your hand from a phone, press star 9, and of course, we will notify you when your time has elapsed. I'm going to look to the chamber for interested speakers on items that are not on the agenda. I am seeing none. I'm also going to look to the Zoom application for any interested speakers via a hand raise. And I am also seeing none. With that, I will close this item and move on to the next agenda item, which is our public hearing for this late. This is a public hearing for a variance to allow the repair of a rear non-conforming deck structure, which includes the addition of new structural posts and beams within the required rear yard setback at 74 Cloudview Road. Before I dig into the details on the item being heard today, I'll do a brief summary of our public hearing procedures. Adam is ready to go, our associate planner. We'll start with a presentation from our associate. I will ask questions of the associate planner. There will be an optional applicant presentation period of 15 minutes. I'll then have an opportunity to ask applicants questions, and we will move on to a discussion and deliberation after that, of course, only following public comment. Applicant also does have an rebuttal period as needed, and we can discuss that when we get there. Okay, opening up the public hearing. Adam Blair, thank you for being here today. The floor is yours.
Thank you, Zoning Administrator Phipps, and good morning. I'm Adam Blair, Associate Planner with the Community Development Department. The item before you this morning is an application requesting approval of a variance to allow the repair of a rear non-conforming deck structure, which includes the addition of new structural columns, footings, and beams within the required rear yard setback at 74 Cloudview Road. Next slide. So here's a site map showing 74 Cloudview Road. Parcel is a 5,594 square foot substandard downhill sloped and landlocked parcel with access provided through an access easement, which extends from Cloudview Road. It's just out of the frame in the southeast corner of that site map over private property. You can see 66 Cloudview just to the southeast. It runs up alongside to 74. The parcel is identified by assessor parcel number 065-182-01 and is located in the R-1-6 single family residential zoning district with a general plan land use designation of medium low density residential. Next slide. Right, project summary. So applicant Bruno Cantor on behalf of owners Sarah and Tim Hoffman, as mentioned earlier, is requesting approval of a variance for relief from required setbacks to facilitate the repair of an elevated rear non-conforming deck structure. It could be seen in the drawing to the right. It's a little hard to see with the lighting, but it's on the north elevation. It's the deck just above there. The rear deck structure is non-conforming since it currently encroaches into the required rear yard setback. As noted earlier, the proposed repairs would include the addition of new structural columns, footings, and beams, also within the required rear yard setback. You can kind of see the beams in the lower drawing there. They extend just below the deck structure, and then the posts run down to the grade below. Proposed repairs also include the removal and replacement of deck boards, totaling approximately 10% of the total area of the deck structure, two repair areas of dry rot, as well as the replacement of the existing guardrail on the deck with a new code-compliant 42-inch in height guardrail. The request is brought forth to bring the existing deck structure into compliance with current building code requirements and to address structural issues with that existing deck structure, which has been there for at least 30 years. Next slide. Digging a bit into the background on the property, 74 Cloudview Road consists of a three-story single-family residence, size about 2,706 square feet, which was constructed in 1959 through building permit number 1835. Extensive remodel work has been done to the property over the years, including a study and family room remodel in 1980, bathroom and bedroom remodel in 1989, lower level family room addition in 1999, and most recently, the legalization of a lower level bathroom and storage room, which was approved by the Sausalito Planning Commission earlier this year. Next slide. So moving to this application, on August 27, 2025, a variance application was filed with the Community Development Department. On December 3rd, 2025, the application was deemed complete by all reviewing departments and was scheduled for a zoning administrator hearing date. Next slide. So as summarized in the staff report and as summarized in the zoning data table here, while there are some non-conforming aspects of the property, which can largely be attributed to the landlocked substandard nature of the lot, this proposed project will not pose any impacts to any of the site development standards for the property, since the project consists largely of repair work, and the proposed structural columns, footings, and beams are all located underneath the existing deck structure. The footprint of that deck structure will not be changing at all in size as part of this proposed project. And so these new additions and repairs will not impact site development standards such as building coverage or impervious surface coverage. Next slide. So with that being said, staff recommends approval of the requested variance since staff finds that the proposed project is in conformance with the required findings outlined in Sausalito Municipal Code Section 10.68.050. Staff finds that the literal enforcement of the provisions of Title 10, Sausalito Zoning Ordinance, would result in practical difficulty. This is because the parcel for 74 Cloudview Road is landlocked and steeply sloped downhill with limited rear yard space. That rear deck structure is one of the few usable rear yard spaces for the property owners. Staff wanted to note that no change to the footprint of the existing deck structure is proposed. Staff finds that the proposed project preserves the property owner's right to make safety improvements to their property. The existing deck structure has existed for many years and will not be changing in size, as noted just earlier. The application is simply proposing structural repairs to ensure the safety and structural integrity of that existing deck structure for continued use. Finally, staff finds that the proposed project will not be materially detrimental to the public welfare. Again, as noted earlier, the deck structure has existed and has been used for many years without adversely impacting the public welfare. Staff is not aware of any code enforcement cases that arose in connection with the use of this deck structure. And no impact will be posed to development of potential of surrounding properties or to traffic circulation and curb appeal since the deck is located in the rear yard. Next slide. All right, so for the reasons iterated just earlier, staff recommends the zoning administrator approve application 2025-00168 for 74 Cloudview Road and adopt the attached draft resolution approving the requested variance. Staff finds the proposed project is in conformance with the criteria listed in Sausalito Municipal Code Section 10.68.050, subsection A through F. With that, that concludes my presentation. Happy to answer any questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you much, Associate Planner Blair, for that thorough presentation. Always much appreciated. I do have a couple short, brief questions for you. At least I hope they will be. Just want to confirm, you've been in Sausalito for a little while, and you know that we're pretty passionate about our views and about view preservation. Just want to be very sensitive to that, considering the addition of what I understand to be volumes that weren't previously there in the form of those structural beams. Have you received any inquiries from neighboring property owners expressing concerns with impacted views?
I have not received any such inquiries.
Okay. Thank you very much. Can you explain the basis for the addition of the structural posts, which previously were not part of the design? In other words, were there alternatives that were considered as a part of this, and are you aware of whether or not this ended up being the superior, you know, kind of recommendation from the architect and the preference of the application team?
Yeah, this is a good question that I think I will defer to the applicant on, but it is my understanding that this was the most feasible structural solution to address the structural issues pertaining to that existing deck structure.
Okay, I will carry that question over to the applicants then, and perhaps we'll get a supplementary response. That does it for my questions for staff. Thank you again. This would be the time for an applicant presentation.
And I'll get Bruno to address your technical question. But very briefly, good morning, Mr. Zoning Administrator. My name's Sarah Hoffman. I'm one of the homeowners along here with my husband, Tim. So, as I said, Bruno is going to give you a bit more detail about the technical aspects of the project, but I wanted to give you a bit of an overview about why this is so desperately needed. So, according to city records, this balcony was fully permitted and co-compliant at the time it was built. There's plans on file, there's engineering calculations on file showing that this was fully approved at the time. But as Adam said, it's now legal non-conforming, and the work we want to do to remediate it would encroach into the rear yard setback. Now, the reason we need to do that work is that this balcony, 30 years down the track, is in dire need of remediation. It's got rotting joists, the railing is lower than what's currently allowed by code, and the wire rails are loose and quite frankly dangerous. And our concern is that our increasingly mobile toddler one day could climb up and over or even get through the rail, which is why we're wanting to just replace it with a nice solid glass so we're creating a safe and functional space for our home. So, as Adam said, we're seeking a variance to remediate these conditions and create this safe space. As the planning staff report notes, we believe we do meet all the criteria for a variance. In terms of the impact from neighbours, this balcony, because we're essentially right up the top of the hill, is essentially not visible by anyone except our neighbour to the right hand, and they're going to be looking out over South Salito. They don't really have a view in our direction. As far as we're aware, and we do have some photos we included in the packet, there's going to be no visual impact on neighbours at all. But now I will hand over to Bruno.
Hey, good morning. The first thing I think is that I just want to express that this deck was originally, I believe, permitted in 1999. So it is a deck that the city approved at one time. So we're just remediating it, bringing it up to code for life safety issues, and that's of course the predominant concern here. In terms of the posts and footings down at grade, that is the most straightforward method of handling gravity loads and stiffening up the decks so it remains a strong structure. I'm concerned that we don't want to be back here in, 20 years doing more maintenance on this thing. So that's the most direct way of making this deck strong. In addition to that, I believe the owner mentioned that there's no obstructed views here. So there's a lot of vegetation around the house. I'm happy to present some pictures that show that. I think there was one or two images shown on the slides, but this deck is completely enveloped with vegetation, essentially. So you don't really see anything but the deck at the top of the trees, sort of thing. So, if you have any other direct questions around that, I'm happy to address them.
Thank you for that additional information. I will just want to confirm, or is this going to be the conclusion of the presentation from the applicant team? Will we be hearing from anybody else? I guess that's just want to confirm. Yeah, great. So I'm going to pause the timer. And you can allocate your 11 minutes and 5 seconds for rebuttal. I would request that you remain up there because I do have a couple small questions. So in addition to the addition of a structural beam and some of the additional repair elements, floor joists, where there is damage, I also see that Yeah, you're replacing some metal posts with a glass railing system.
That's right.
Of course, this is not necessarily structural, but to add more structural integrity. What's the basis for that choice?
The main rationale behind this is that the owners have a new baby child. I have young kids. Very quickly, this child will be a toddler running around. And a fully enclosed balcony is, in my mind, the safest method of keeping children at bay. I would hate to see any sort of, this is a longstanding debate amongst architects. You put railings up, are they things that kids can climb over, you know, and go over the edge? And that's what we absolutely want to prevent. And sure, you could put a parapet up, but that's obstructing perhaps more views. So it's the most minimalist approach of safety. And in particular, in this case, getting a nice 42-inch high guardrail.
Thank you. And of course, this will ensure an unobstructed view of the child as well, from the child's perspective.
That's a great point.
Okay, very good. An additional question. I believe I heard 10% perhaps from Associate Planner Blair. Are you able to provide feedback on the extent of the replacement that's going to occur on the deck?
That's a good question.
And what's the extent of inspection that's occurred?
Right. As is typical, when you start taking something apart, you start to discover things. That's in construction, there's always going to be something. But we did inspect the deck carefully. And I would say it's mostly the exterior, band structure of the deck that's the most exposed to the weather. The deck boards will need to be pulled back in order to deal with some of the connections and that sort of thing. But the most of, predominant structure that's existing will remain in place. And it's really about making things so they can stand up to future weather.
Excellent. Thank you for that. That does it for my questions for the applicant team. Thank you very much.
All right.
Okay, we have finished the applicant questioning portion. I'll open up this public hearing to public comment. Looking to the chamber, seeing none, I will look to the Zoom application for interested speakers via the raised hand signal. And I am seeing none. With that, I will close public comment. We'll move on to the discussion, deliberation, and decision portion of our public hearing. Again, thank you, staff and applicant, for your presentation and the response to my questions. Based on the staff report and questions asked and answered and presentation from our associate planner, I find no reason to deny this application and agree with the findings that Associate Planner Blair has made. With that said, I hereby approve and adopt the associated resolution. Resolution 2025 will determine the number, Associate Planner Blair, approving the applicant's request for variance to allow the repair of a rear nonconforming deck structure at 74 Cloudview Road. This decision is based upon the findings and conditions as stipulated in the resolution. The approved plans are currently shown in Attachment 2 on the agenda. I would like to add maybe just some minor additional language to the condition, if it is okay with the applicant team. And that would just be to call out something that would already be a requirement in our code, but this is related to the extent of the dry rot that might be present. I'd just like to request that if during your examinations of this dry rot, that dry rot or additional repair requirements would extend to other parts of the house that would expand the scope of this project, that you come back to us and you let us know. And then we can process those scope expansions as a amendment to an approved project. That would be my only addition and request. Is that amenable? I'm seeing nods from the applicant team for the record. Okay, with that said, this variance permit application is approved, subject to my minor additional conditional language. Congratulations. That does it for the public hearing portion of this afternoon's meeting, this morning's meeting. And with that, I'll move on to adjournment. Thank you very much.